Alexander never realized his great ambition of mingling the two peoples, even though he handed out rich dowries to 10,000 Macedonian and Greek soldiers so that they could marry Persian women, and laid on a great wedding feast for all. He had great plans. He wanted to found many more cities like Alexandria. He wanted to build roads and change the face of the world with his military campaigns, whether the Greeks liked it or not. Just imagine, in those days, to have a regular postal service running from India to Athens. But in the midst of all his plans, he died, in Nebuchadnezzar's summer palace in 323 BC. He was 32 years old, an age when most people's lives have barely begun. To the question of who should succeed him, he answered, in his fever, "He who is most worthy." But there was no one. The generals and princes in his entourage were greedy, dissolute, and dishonest. They fought over the empire until it fell apart.